online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
There are calls for more to be done to stop young people getting involved in gangs, as figures reveal the number of weapons found by police in Kent schools. Ishmael has more for KMFM.
New stats show officers have been called to deal with more than 110 cases of weapons in schools in the county over the past 3 years. The majority of the offences included knives or sharp instruments being found at secondaries in the county, but air guns have also been recovered. It's feared a rising gang culture could be to blame. Stephen Gray is the chief executive of the Young Lives Foundation in Maidstone.
Yes, there's antisocial behaviour. Yes, there's young people that are being tempted down the roads and paths that perhaps are not going to be very appropriate or helpful for them or for others. And it's about how can we encourage them to get involved in positive activities.
In one case, a taser was discovered at a primary school in Swale. These people have given KMFM their reaction.
Shock, horror. I just cannot believe that things like that are found in a primary school.
Well, it's obviously a bit sad that kids feel they have to take weapons to school, probably as like a defence.
It's disgusting. I don't think it's anything new. I think it's been around. They've just started clamping down on it a bit.
Police say they're working with schools to warn pupils of the dangers. You can watch our video report at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Spain say they had no choice but to sack head coach Julen Lopetegui just a day before the World Cup. He was confirmed as the next Real Madrid boss yesterday, but the head of Spain's Football Association says they only found out 5 minutes before the announcement. Meantime, the hosts of the 2026 World Cup have been revealed. FIFA's announced it will be held in the USA, Mexico and Canada after their bid beat off competition from Morocco.
KMFM. KMFM News.
Dixon's Carphone has revealed it's been the victim of a serious data breach affecting millions of people's card details. Processing systems used by Currys PC World and Dixon's travel stores have been hacked. It insists there's no evidence of any fraud and cyber experts have been brought in to boost security. Sky's Sam Washington in the city says it doesn't look good.
To say that this is embarrassing for Dixon's Carphone is a massive understatement. And back in 2015, they were the victim of a big data breach. I think it was about 3 million customers' records. And that resulted in a fine for the company of £400,000.
A mum and daughter have escaped a fire that's destroyed part of their home in Ashford. One rabbit died, but firefighters managed to rescue two others and a cat after the blaze broke out in Luddenham Close just before one this morning. It's thought to have started in a bedroom. More children are killed or injured on roads in Kent and Medway than anywhere else in the southeast, according to figures given to KMFM. Charity Break say almost 650 youngsters died or were hurt in the county in 2016, while the region has the highest number of casualties in England. Children at Finbury Primary School in Ashford are joining thousands of others in marches this afternoon, calling for better road safety. Rob Butterworth from the Stour Academy Trust, which runs the school.
As a school, we're passionate about supporting the drive to ensure that children can walk and travel in safety. It's vitally important, especially around our schools. As a newly built school, such as Finbury, we've got the advantage of having a drop-off zone and quite a large car park.
Petrol stations are being accused of keeping prices unjustifiably high. It's claimed fuel should be 2p a litre cheaper than it is. Prices have been consistently rising since the end of April. Companies say volatile currencies are to blame. A teenager from Gillingham is urging people not to let bullying go unnoticed, as new stats show more than half of adults in the UK were targeted at school. 15-year-old James became an ambassador for the Diana Award after experiencing cyberbullying. He now visits schools to help make sure they're a safe place for young people. He told KMFM how important it is to speak out.
My message to everyone that's been bullied or someone that's probably done the bullying themselves is, do not suffer in silence. Please don't ever do that. If you feel like you're going through stuff, please do speak up about it, because a problem shared is a problem halved.
And plans for 1,600 homes in Medway have been given the go-ahead. They'll be built at Strood Waterfront, which includes the site of the former Civic Centre.
Sport. With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and England are bowling first in the opening one-day international of their series with Australia at the Oval. Joss Butler's back in the team for Sam Billings in the only change to the side that suffered a surprise defeat to Scotland on Sunday. Jake Ball's been released from the squad to play for Nottinghamshire in their one-day cup playoff against Kent tomorrow. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.